The orphan Oliver Twist has been recaptured by Fagin's gang from his kindly guardian, Mr. Brownlow. And Fagin has mysteriously insisted that Bill Sykes should take Oliver to help him in the burglary of a large house at Chertsey. But the burglary has gone badly wrong, and Sykes has fled, leaving Oliver wounded by a gunshot.
They may take a parting shot. Ah, Giles, look there, was he? Oh, here he is. He's one of the thieves. I struck him, sir.
Take care of that. Oh, don't worry, sir. He's no danger to us now.
It's a boy.
Well, I'll be...
What is it, Father?
If it isn't little Oliver, I'll eat my head.
You know him, Father?
Twist! Oliver Twist! I told him! I told Brownlow all along. The boy's a villain and a thief.
He's bleeding terribly, poor child.
Poor child. They're all into the house, Giles. You go with him, Rose. I'm going to fetch Brownlow before I call for the police. His face will be a picture. Upon my soul. His innocent little angel, just a common little thief.
Who's that? Some of the old workhouse women dying, I suppose. They always die when I'm about to have tea. Don't stand there letting the draught in. Oh, Mr. Bumble!
At your service, Mrs. Mann.
Oh, rather, Mr. Bumble.
Hard indeed, Mrs. Mann. We were to give away 5 pounds of potatoes and 3 loaves of bread this very afternoon.
Oh.
And yet them paupers are still not happy.
When would they be, Mr. Bumble?
When indeed. Give them an apron full of coals today, and they'll come back for another the day after tomorrow. As brazen as Oliver Stone.
Oh, I've never seen anything like the pitch it's got to.
Nor I, Mob. The day before yesterday, a man with scarce a rag on his back.
Oh, Mr. Bumble.
Oh, you have been a married woman, Mrs. Mann. I may mention it to you. This man goes to her overseer's door when he has company coming to dinner and says he must be relieved. Well, he wouldn't go away and was spoiling the party. So our overseer sent him out 1 pound of potatoes and 1/2 pint of oatmeal. My God, says the ungrateful villain, what's the use of this to me? Very good. You won't get anything else here, says our overseer. And he takes them back again.
No, yes, again. Give the paupers what they don't want, and they get tired of coming.
Then I'll die in the streets, says this vagrant. Oh, no, you won't, says the overseer.
So, what happened?
He went away and he did die in the streets. There's an obstinate pauper for you. This is a port wine, Mum, that the board has ordered. I thought you might like a bottle.
Oh, thank you indeed, Mr. Bumble. Oh, you have had a very cold walk, Mr. Bumble.
It blows, Mum, enough to cut one's ears off.
Would you care to take a glass of your port?
Oh, well...
Sit you down and take off your coat.
Oh, indeed, Mum. Thank you, Mum. Thank you, indeed. Oh, you, have a cat, Mum, I perceive.
And kittens, too. Basking in the kitchen by the fire.
Very nice animals, cats, Mum. Very domestic.
Oh, yes. And they're so fond of their home that it's quite a pleasure, I'm sure.
Mrs. Mann, Mum, I mean to say this, that any cat that could live with you and not be fond of its home must be an ass.
Oh, Mr. Bumble.
It's of no use disguising the facts, Mum. I would drown it myself with pleasure.
Well, then you're a cruel man and a very hard-hearted man besides.
Oh, hard-hearted, Mum? Hard. Are you hard-hearted, Mrs. Mann?
Oh, dear me. What a very curious question from a single man. What can you want to know for, Mr. Bumble?
You'll not be hard-hearted in me, I trust.
Oh, Mr. Bumble. Oh, put me down. Mr. Bumble. Scream. Oh, Mr. Bumble. mistress. Oh, Sally's going far.
Oh, that to me, I can't keep her alive, can I?
No, mistress, no one can. She's past all helping now, but she's troubled in her mind, and she says she's got something to tell you, which you must hear. She won't die till you come, mistress.
These paupers, they won't even die without annoying their betters.
They do it on purpose, Mum.
Mr. Bumble,
mm-hmm.
Don't go away.
Ah, oh, that's two doubles in a rub. I've never seen such a fella as you, Dodger. You win everything. Even when I get good cards, I can't make nothing of them.
Oh, what's the matter, Charlie?
The matter, Fagin? I won a bloody point.
Oh, my dear. You must get up very early in the morning to win against the Artful.
Morning? Got to keep your boots on overnight if you want to put one over on him. What's up with you?
Ah, precious doll you are, Charlie.
You what?
Oh, I heard a tinkler.
See him.
Quick! It's Toby.
What? Hello?
How are you, Faggy? See here, Faggy. See these boots? Not a drop of damn Martin since you know when. Not a bubble of blacking, by Jove. Don't look at me like that, man, all in good time. I can't talk about business till I've ate and drank, so come on, produce the sustenance. Let's have a quiet fill out for the first time in 3 days.
Here, take it. Now, speak out, Toby. You settle down. Mm.
Oh, there's time enough.
No, by God, they don't. Speak out.
First and foremost, Faggy.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, this gin is excellent. First and foremost, Faggy. How's Bill?
What?
You don't mean to say that.
Mean? Where are they? Sharks and the boy. Where are they? Why have they not been here?
The crack failed.
Oh, no, it's in the papers. It's everywhere. What more?
But they fired and hit the boy. We cut over the fields at the back, with him between us. They gave chase through edge and ditch. Well, damn me, the whole country was awake, and the dogs upon us.
The boy?
It was every man for himself and each from the gallows. Well, we split up and left the youngster lying in a ditch. Alive or dead, that's all I know about him.
Lovely.
Why is the boy so important?
I've got to have him back.
Well, he's probably dead in a ditch.
I've got to have him back.
Dodger, go and find him.
Who?
Oliver?
Nah,
you know. Yeah. You don't mean monks.
Monks.
I ain't going near him.
Who's he when he's at home?
Some new alley, or is he faking me? He's really a creep.
He's got to know.
Tell him to come here tomorrow night without fail. Tell him it's about the boy. You're going to.
Can I ever?
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
And what are you going
to
do?
I'll go to Bill's house. He's got to be back. He's got to be.
Oh, Lammy, what's so important about the blessed boy?
Oh. Cold night, Mrs. Mann?
Oh, very cold, Doctor. Very. Oh. Now, what's this woman got to tell me?
Oh, it's all UP with her, Mrs. Mann.
Isn't it?
If she lasts 10 minutes, I should be surprised. Oh. Is she dozing, old lady?
Tell me, I thought you said it was urgent. Now, don't you ever worry me again for nothing. It's no part of my duty to see all the old women in this house die.
Lie down. Never lie down again alive. Oh, we'll tell her. Come here.
Oh.
Nearer.
Oh.
Let me whisper in your ear. Turn them away. Make haste.
Humour her, Doctor, or we'll be here all night.
Ma'am.
And you.
Off you go.
Well, then, what is it?
Oh, listen. In this very room, this very bed, I once nursed a pretty young creature that was brought into the house with a feet cut and bruised. They're walking. She gave birth to a boy and died. And her loving thing,
What was the year again?
Oh, never mind the year. What about her?
What about her? Oh, no. I robbed her. So I did. She wasn't cold. She wasn't cold, I tell you. And I stole it.
Stole what, for God's sake?
The only thing she had. It was gold.
Gold?
Rich gold that might have saved her life.
Go on, go on. What of it?
She charged me to keep it safe. But I stole it in my heart when she first showed it to me and around her neck.
Hmm?
And the child's death grasp is on me besides. They'd have treated his head better if they'd known it all.
Known what?
The boy. He grew so like his mother that I could never forget it when I saw his face. The poor girl. The poor girl. Such a...
Quick, or it may be too late. What was the boy's name?
They called him Oliver. The gold I stole is...
Yes, yes, what? Where? Oh, let go, Bill. Stupid old crow, clinging to my coattails even when you're sick. Hello? What's this? That's it. That's it. Back up. He's fighting. Been drinking, eh? Hey? Where should you think Bill was now, my dear?
How can I tell?
And Oliver, too. Poor little child. Left in the ditch, Nancy. Only think.
The boy's better off where he is than among us. I hope he lies dead in the ditch and let his young bones rot there.
What?
I do. I should be glad to have him away from my eyes and to know that the worst is over. The sight of him turns me against myself. And all of you.
You're drunk.
Am I? It'd be no fault of yours if I wasn't. You'd never have me anything else if you had your way.
Because if I do try, if he comes back and leaves the boy behind him, if he gets off free and fails to restore the boy to me, you'd better murder him yourself if you want him to escape the hangman.
What is all this?
What is it? When the boy's worth hundreds of pounds to me, am I to lose him through the bungling of a drunken gang?
Oliver? What about the pounds? What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing, Nancy. Nothing at all. Bill?
Bill?
Mr. Monks?
I've been looking for you all night. What are you doing here?
Business, my dear. Your business. Your business.
It's not her business. Get her out of here.
Don't stay. Nancy,
Nancy, this isn't the time.
I don't even know this code.
Get her out.
Who is he? The business partner, as you might say. Secrets, my dear, secrets.
Get out. Now. Shut the door. You've seen the paper.
The crack failed.
For the boy. Was it Oliver?
Monks.
Did you send Oliver? Did you?
I did.
And left him there.
You left him there. Not me. Sykes. Ed Flash told me Crackett.
Why send him on a job like that?
Will you get him back, my dear?
Why could you not keep him here with the rest and make a sneaking, snivelling pickpocket of him?
Oh, really?
Haven't you died with other boys scores of times?
Hmm?
If you'd had patience for a month or two, couldn't you have got him convicted and sent safely out of the kingdom, perhaps for life?
It wasn't easy to train him to the business.
He was not like other boys in the same circumstances.
Oh, Cassie, no. Well, you would have been a thief long ago.
I had nothing to frighten him with, which we must always have in the beginning. Oh, we labour in vain. What could I do? Just send him out with the Dodger and Charlie. Look what happened when we did that. Disaster. Arrested in 10 minutes.
I'll not quarrel with that. If that hadn't happened, I might not have clapped eyes upon him as I did and realized it was him I was looking for. And you showed some talent in getting him back. Quite so, my dear. Now, you want Oliver made a thief. If he is alive, I can make him one from this time. And if it's not likely, mind, but if the worst comes to the worst, and he is dead.
It's no fault of mine if he is. You mind that, Fagin? I have no hand in it. Anything but his death, I told you from the first.
What?
What, Shepherd? And Tarry found out when Horn's the man decides, if they shot him, I must have a cause. Do him!
Die, Mr. Shepherd! What was that?
What?
Where? On the stairs!
Nancy! Nancy! She's not here. Must have gone out for more gin. I'll swear there was someone listening.
Is there one in the house beside ourselves? It's past 1 o'clock.
What's the next move, Mr. Bunks? You do all in your power to find the boy, be he dead or alive. And I have some evidence to destroy.
Evidence, my dear?
You handle your business, I'll handle mine.
As you say, my dear, as you say. Good night.
I hardly think so.
The police are coming back in a few minutes.
And if Oliver's well enough, Brownlow, they're going to arrest him.
No, Grimley, no. I beg you, don't press charges. Listen to him. And you, Rose, please listen to the boy.
Brownlow, you really are...
No, Mother. Let's hear him.
Oliver, do you swear they forced you to it?
Yes, Mr. Brownlow, for my word.
Yeah.
The sight struck me here in the dead of night. I didn't know what it was for until they drew out their masks and pistols, sir. And they pushed me through the
hatch.
Yes, and I remember nothing more. Now I... Please, I...
You're going to faint.
Oh, poor boy. Oh. Poor boy. I'm taking him home with me.
Brownlow, it is all a performance.
No, Father, I'm not...
Good God, man, you'll not be fooled again.
They're here.
I will be fooled again. If it means the boy can be safe and well, I will be fooled again. If the police arrest him, he'll be dead in a week. Rose, have the constable shown into the study. Give them your report about the burglary, but say you'll not be pressing charges against the boy.
Brownlow.
Oh, she's ill, man. And I believe it. Yes, twice I believe him. I'm taking Oliver home to Pentonville, and you'll have to eat your head.
Mr. Bumble, you are the beadle of this parish, are you not?
Indeed I am, sir.
And have been these 15 years?
16, sir. 16 this very week.
You have the same eye to your own interests that you always had, I doubt not. What? Oh, don't scruple to answer freely, man. I know you pretty well, you see.
Oh, I'm not averse to earning an honest penny. Well, I can.
Now, listen to me. I came down to this village today to find you out. And by one of those chances that the devil throws in the way of his friends sometimes, I walk into the very room you're drinking in while you are uppermost in my mind. I want some information from you. Oh, I don't ask you to give it for nothing, slight as it is. Put that up to begin with. Now, carry your memory back. Let me see. 9 years last winter.
Oh, it's a long time. Oh, very good. I've done it.
The scene, the workhouse.
Good.
And the time, night.
Yes.
And the place, the crazy hole in which miserable women give birth to whining children from the parish to rear and hide their own shame. God rot them in the grave.
The maternity room, I suppose.
Yeah. The boy was born there.
many boys.
Jackson. I speak of one. A meek-looking, pale-faced hound who was apprenticed down here to a coffin-maker.
Why, you mean Oliver?
Ah.
Young Twist. I remember him, of course. There wasn't an obstinate young rascal.
It's not of him I want to hear. It's of a woman, the hag that nursed his mother. Where is she?
Where is she?
Mm.
It would be hard to tell. There won't be a workhouse there, whichever place she's gone to.
What do you mean?
That she died on Tuesday.
Well, no matter then, no matter.
There was a woman, though.
Yes?
No, no.
What?
Well, there was a woman who was closeted with the old hag shortly before she died, and she had something to tell her with her last words. Something terrible important, it seemed.
How can I find her?
Only through me.
When?
Tomorrow.
At 9 in the evening. At 9 in the evening, bring her to me there. I needn't tell you to be secret.
What do you want, sir?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. What name am I to ask for?
Monks. We have our separate ways. Don't follow me. Now go.
This can't possibly be the place.
The old mill by the river, is it?
By the river? Half of it's in the river.
The other half's about to follow. This can't be right. Let me see the paper he gave you.
Could have sworn I put it in my waistcoat pocket.
Man's an imbecile.
Oh, no, no.
My pigeon. Here it is.
Mm. Oh, God, it is the place. He must be a respectable sort.
Is this the one?
Oh, fuck.
Yes. This is she.
Dearest. Dearest. Rolling and crashing on as if it echoed through hell. Fire the sound. I hate it.
These fits come over me now and then, and thunder sometimes brings them on. Don't mind me now. It's all over for this once. Now, the sooner we come to our business, the better for all. The woman knows what it is, does she?
Yes.
He is right in saying that you were with this hag the night she died, and that she told you something.
About the mother of Oliver Twist, yes.
Yes. The first question is, of what nature was her communication?
That's the second question. The first is, what may the communication be worth?
Well, how the devil do I know without knowing of what kind it is?
You had better bid.
Is it about something that was taken from her? Something that she wore?
Give me £25 in gold, and I'll tell you all I know.
£25?
It's not a large sum
for a paltry secret that may be nothing when it's told, which has been lying dead for 9 years or more.
Such matters keep well. And like good wine, they often double their value in time.
What if I pay for nothing?
You can easily take it away again if it is. I am but a woman, alone here and unprotected.
I'm here, my dear.
Quite.
Oh, here. I'll gather them up. Oh, when this cursed peal of thunder is gone, let's hear your story.
When this woman that we called Old Sally died, she and I were alone.
There was no one else by. No one else who could hear and possibly understand.
Not a soul. I stood alone beside her body when death came over.
Good. Go on.
She spoke of a young creature who had brought a child into the world some years before. Not merely in the same room, but in the same bed in which she then lay dying.
Aye. Blood, how things come about.
The child was the one you named to him last night. Oliver Twist. The mother, Old Sally, had robbed.
In life?
In death. She stole from the corpse what the dead mother had begged her to keep for Oliver's sake.
Did she sell it? Did she sell it?
As she told me she had stolen it, she fell back and died.
Without saying more? It's a lie! I'll not be played with, she said more! I'll tear the life out of you both, but I'll know what it was!
She didn't utter another word, but she clenched my gown violently with one hand, and when I saw that she was dead and removed the hand by force, I found it clasped a locket.
Where is it now? Where is it?
Here.
Get it!
It has the word Agnes engraved on the inside. Listen, man. I don't know anything about all this beyond what I can guess at, and I don't want to know, for it's safer not to. But just tell me this. Is that all you expected to get from me?
It is. Come with me.
Why is the locket so important?
Never you mind. Come here. Don't move another step forward, or your life is not worth a bulrush. Look down. If you flung a man's body down there, where would it be tomorrow morning?
12 miles down the river and cut to pieces beside.
The sea may sometimes give up its debt, keep its gold and silver to itself, and that trash among it. We have never met. Now get away from here as fast as you can.
In episode 4 of Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens, Mrs. Mann was Pam Ferris, Mr. Bumble, Roger Hume, and Mr. Monks, Kim Wall. Fagin was John Grillo, the Dodger, Richard Pierce, Charlie, Paul Ryan, Toby, David Holt, and Nancy, Adjoa Ando. Oliver was Edward Long, Brownlow, Peter Jeffrey, and other parts were played by Brett Usher, Teresa Gallagher, Joyce Gibbs, and Pat Quayle. The music was composed and played by John Kirkpatrick with cellist Catherine Locke. Oliver Twist was dramatised and directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.